And now taking a look at sports here this morning on KJN. The boys state basketball championships continued yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and there were a couple of state title games played last night. In Class 1A, Damon Struve scored 13 points, and South O'Brien finished the game with a 15-0 run to beat St. Albert 54-43 and win the Class 1A state championship. St. Albert led 43-39 after Jake Carley's jumper in the lane with 5:32 remaining, but did not make another shot. Kyle Paulson hit a three-pointer to start the Wolverines' final charge. It was the first title for the combined South O'Brien district, though Paulina High School won five championships before consolidation, the last in 1982. St. Albert had been seeking their third title. Paulson added 11 points for South O'Brien, and Peyton Brasser came off the bench to score 9, including two key baskets down the stretch. As South O'Brien finishes at 25-3 on the year, Travis Miller had 16 points to lead St. Albert. They finished the year at 17-10. In the Class 2A championship, Jesse Jansma scored 15 points, and Western Christian gave outgoing coach Jim Eckhoff a record 8 state championships Friday night, beating Cascade Western Dubuque 42-35 for the Class 2A title. Eckhoff prevailed in a matchup with veteran Cascade coach Al Marshall, who also is retiring. It was the first time in a 47-year career that Marshall had a team in the state championship game. Jansma hit a three-pointer and scored on a drive late in the first half to put Western Christian ahead to stay. The Wolfpack eventually built their lead to 9 points, which proved to be enough to hold off Cascade. Josh Van Lingen added 10 points and 9 rebounds for Western Christian, and Dustin Mara grabbed 10 boards. Cascade's Devin Green led the Cougars with 17 points. In other games yesterday at the state tournament, a couple of consolation games were played as well. In Class 1A, it was West Hancock beating Gladbrook Rhinebeck 61-56, and in the 2A consolation, Pella Christian went to overtime to beat Anamosa 77-73. In the 4A semifinals yesterday, Iowa City West beat Cedar Falls 61-59, and West Des Moines Valley went to double overtime to beat Pleasant Valley 50-48. A couple of close games there in Class 4A. That sets the stage here for the final day of the tournament, as the Class 3A consolation game will start the day at 12:05. Sheridan takes on Pella. And the Class 4A consolation will be played at 1:45 this afternoon between Pleasant Valley and Cedar Falls. Tonight at 6:05, it's the 3A championship as Dubuque-Wallert faces Cedar Rapids Xavier. And the 4A championship game is at 8:05 tonight as West Des Moines Valley takes on Iowa City West. In the college basketball notes from yesterday, if you're a College Hoops and March Madness fan, yesterday was certainly the day for you. Lots of games that came down to the wire, including a late one in the Big 12. West Virginia's in this Saturday night's Big 12 final against Kansas, but just by a split second. A half-court shot by Oklahoma's Buddy Hield at the buzzer was ruled too late by video replay, and the ninth-ranked Mountaineers edged sixth-ranked Oklahoma 69-67. Javon Carter led the Mountaineers with 26. Hield, the leading scorer in the Big 12, was held to 6 points on 2 of 14 shooting from the field, including 1 of 6 from beyond the three-point line. It was his final miss, which would have given the Sooners the win that will be remembered most of all. Also, top-ranked Kansas survived a late run by 22nd-ranked Baylor to beat the Bears 70-66 to reach the Big 12 tournament final. Perry Ellis had 20 points. Devontae Graham added 14 points and 8 assists. So West Virginia and Kansas will meet tonight for the title at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. In the Big Ten, second-ranked Michigan State routed Ohio State 81-54 to reach the semifinals against Maryland. Denzel Valentine hit for 19 to lead the Spartans, who've won 11 of their last 12. Also yesterday in the Big Ten, conference regular season champ Indiana didn't last long in the tournament. The 10th-ranked Hoosiers fell 72-69 to Michigan on Cameron Chapman's three-point field goal with 0.2 seconds left. The win boosted the 22-11 Wolverines into the semifinals. Indiana falls to 25-7, and they'll await their selection on Sunday for the NCAA tournament. Number 13 Purdue shot a torrid 58% on the way to an 89-58 romp over Illinois in the Big Ten quarterfinals. Reserve center Isaac Haas set the pace with 16 points on 8 of 9 shooting for the 25-7 Boilermakers. And also in the nightcap, it was number 18 Maryland, which entered the Big Ten tournament having lost 4 of their last 6, outscoring Nebraska 97-86. Jake Lehman scored a season-high 26 points. Freshman center Diamond Stone had 23 for the Terps, who will take on Michigan State in Saturday's Big Ten semifinal. In other games yesterday in conference tournament play, in the Big East, third-ranked Villanova got 21 points from Chris Jenkins and reached the championship game by beating Providence 76-68. The Wildcats will try to win their second consecutive tournament title when they faced Seton Hall here tonight. Unranked Seton Hall gained that Big East final by upsetting fifth-ranked Xavier 87-83. It's the first Big East final appearance for the Hall since 1993. Kadeen Carrington led the Hall with 23 points. It will be fourth-ranked Virginia against North Carolina in Saturday night's ACC final. The Cavaliers eliminated 14th-ranked Miami 73-68. Malcolm Brogdon led the Cavs with 24 points. And number 7, North Carolina scored 24 consecutive points over a 9.5-minute span, bridging halftime, and easily beat defending tournament champion Notre Dame 78-47 for a spot in the ACC tournament final. Marcus Paige had half of his 16 points during that run. Also in the Pac-12, it was Elgin Cook scoring 22 points, and number 8 Oregon survived the wild closing sequence and regulation to beat number 15 Arizona 95-89 in overtime in the Pac-12 semis. They'll move on to face number 12 Utah, as they're in the championship for the first time since joining the league. The Utes outlasted number 24 Cal 82-78 in overtime to reach the championship. Pac-12 Player of the Year Jacob Poeltl led the Utes with 29 points. Also in SEC play, Kentucky routed Alabama 83-61 to reach the semifinals. Number 17 Texas A&M held off Florida 72-66 in the SEC tournament as well. And a big game yesterday, or a wild game in the American Athletic Conference, as Jalen Adams banked in a three-pointer from beyond half court at the buzzer to send the game into a fourth overtime. That was right after Cincinnati had hit a three, thinking they had won the game. There was just 0.8 seconds left, but he inbounded to Adams and he banked it in. That moved it into a fourth overtime, and Connecticut went on to beat Cincinnati 104-97 in the quarterfinal round of the AAC tournament. The 22-10 Huskies moved into the semifinals against Temple. Cincinnati fell to 22-10, but they still have a shot to get into the NCAA tournament. In other sporting news, after losing two quarterbacks in 1 week, the NFL champion Broncos have secured the services of 29-year-old Mark Sanchez in a trade with the Eagles. Five-time league MVP Peyton Manning retired earlier in the week, and then heir apparent Brock Osweiler signed with Houston as a free agent. Johnny Football is unemployed. Cleveland has released the troubled 23-year-old Johnny Manziel after two disastrous seasons. The former Heisman Trophy winner wore out his welcome with a steady stream of problems. He currently is a subject of a domestic violence incident in Texas. In golf, defending champion Jordan Spieth holed 3 shots from off the green and made the cut with 1 shot to spare in the Valspar Championship. But the Masters champion starts weekend play 7 shots behind co-leader Steve Stricker and Will McKenzie, who are 5 under par after 36 holes. In racing, Kyle Busch earned the pole, and Jimmy Johnson escaped serious injury after a scary crash in Sprint Cup qualifying for Sunday's race outside Phoenix. Busch won his 18th career pole, his first since Pocono in August, with a lap of 138.387 miles per hour. And in spring training play, Yadier Molina caught 5 innings and took 3 called strikes in his lone at-bat for the St. Louis Cardinals in a 4-3 victory over Atlanta Braves split squad on Friday. Braves starter Ulys Chashin has been unaware Molina, the last hitter he faced in throwing 3 scoreless innings, wouldn't be putting up a fight. Molina caught 3 innings but did not hit in his spring debut on Wednesday, coming off thumb surgery. He hit against a machine earlier in the day but doesn't expect to bat against in a game for another week to 10 days. The Cardinals stole 6 bases in 7 attempts, including a double steal that led to a run. They led the majors with 19 steals in 24 attempts. Carlos Martinez gave up a run in 2 innings in his first spring start for St. Louis. Reed Brignac hit a 2-run homer for the Braves. And a scoring mistake that turned into a superb display of sportsmanship this week in Iowa. At last month's Girls State Bowling Tournament in Des Moines, Charles City took home the third-place trophy in Class 1A, but team members later discovered a 10-pin error in their scoring. Jason Esslinger with the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union is praising the Charles City girls for reporting the mistake, which resulted in the third-place trophy going to Lamar's.
Once they went through and looked at the results, they realized that they wanted them right, and the team wanted the right team to have the trophy, and And not only that, but they wanted to deliver the trophy to Lamar's in person, which is a tremendous, tremendous amount of sportsmanship on their part.
The two bowling teams met on Tuesday at Humboldt to make the trophy exchange. That's where the Lamar's girls turned the feel-good story up a notch further.
They actually made fourth-place medals to give to the Charles City team. Made the medals, had nice medals with a bowling pin and on the medal, and then fourth place on the back, and the ribbons were made from school colors, Charles City school colors.
The two teams had lunch together in Humboldt, and the Girls Athletic Union picked up the bill. That's a look at the latest in sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.